Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1379, and this is your host, Danny Pena. Thank you everyone for listening to GTR. Hey, look, the past couple weeks, oh my God, it's been months. We've been really, really busy, and I know a lot of our friends are wondering when you guys are going to come back and do the live stream. We are going to come back. It's just been like really busy, not only for me, but Paris and also Pete. It's just the schedule has been crazy. But, you know, thanks to my wife, Rihanna, we've been, you know, recording stuff. We've been covering, you know, and doing covering games and doing, you know, interviews whenever we get the chance. So there is going to be more content coming up. Actually, later this week, I have a bonus episode for you GTR listeners. So be on the lookout. It's a really, really cool content. Oh, I will say it was an interview. That's all I will say. But stay tuned. It's going to be really, really fun. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. All right. So in this episode, we talked about the nominees of the Game Awards. We couldn't cover all the categories. We only cover a couple there. That's the important ones for us, you know. But I do want to say thanks to Jeff Keighley for giving us an opportunity once again to be part of the jury. Everybody voted, and yeah, it was really cool seeing the nominees early this morning. I watched the live stream on YouTube, and yeah, I think this is gonna be a pretty cool year. Lots of great games, surprises, all that stuff we talked about on this episode. And one thing I did, I was very surprised. I didn't see a lot of nomination for Dragon Age: The Veilguard. So we talked about a little bit about that, and of course the game of the year that everybody was talking about, expansions, why it's been nominated, all that stuff. It's a great, great conversation. I think you guys are gonna like that a lot. Now, the past couple episodes of GTR, we've been releasing great, great content. For those that haven't heard yet, make sure to check out episode 1378. We have the South of Midnight game directed interview. Even before that, episode 1377, we got the cast of South of Midnight. Great, great interviews. Paris went to the studio in Montreal and got to sit down with the team about the game. And it's a great, great conversation. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please take your time, check it out. Let us know your thoughts. I'm very, very curious. Are you excited about South of Midnight? I'm very, very curious to hear. You know, I think 2025 is going to be a pretty, pretty big year with so much content. You know, this game, Grand Theft Auto, bunch of other stuff, Avowed, that's coming out sometime in February, I think it is, February, March, or something like that. So, big, big year of gaming. Can't wait to hear your thoughts about this. So, also, PS5 Pro, we did a review of that. If you haven't listened to it, make sure to check it out. That was a couple weeks ago. We reviewed Dragon Age, The Veilguard. Check it out whenever you get the chance. Let me know your thoughts. And one more thing, I want to promote the Alan Wake 2, the Lake House interview, which I sat down with the team at Remedy Entertainment to talk about the content there. See, look, we haven't done the live stream, but we've been releasing so much content. So I get everybody likes the video content and all that stuff, but please, guys, listen to the interviews. Let us know your thoughts, because you know it's a lot of work getting these type of content, you know, a lot of travel, all that stuff, you know, for the podcast. And we're doing this for you. You know, next February, it's going to be the 20th anniversary of GTR. It's going to be a very, very big year for GTR. So the more support we get from you guys of not only listen to the podcast, but spread the word, share the content, let people know about the stuff that we've been releasing now, like, you know, the past couple of years. And it will be very, very helpful. So please, whenever you get the chance, go and check out the content that we have out there, man. So, all right. Another shout out before we go with the conversation about the Game Awards. Big, huge shout out to AT&T and also Google. We got invited to check out the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight boxing match. I know you guys got to see our content, our tweets, or, you know, posts on social media about our experience. Oh my God, it was so dope. Now I could say I was part of history checking out Mike Tyson's last match. It was really cool being there with Paris. We sat down also with Google, checking out the new Pixel 9 Pro phones, and also AT&T show us the new service, AT&T Turbo, which it was very, very interesting and cool, where you could, let's say, use an AT&T, and with Turbo, when it's like, let's say the signal is very, very busy, let's say you're like in a match like that, watching a boxing match, everybody's using the service over there. With AT&T Turbo, it helps you to go to the express lane, basically, and you will get a faster speed while the people that are having issues, they stay, you know, it's like a highway. You go to the express lane, and you will go way, way faster. And the quality is really cool. I've really enjoyed it, and I've been testing out S-Cloud. I haven't tried NVIDIA yet, GeForce, and I definitely want to try that out to see how it is. But it was great. I've been having a great time testing it out and everything. And Pixel, my God, the Pixel 9 Pro, that camera is ridiculous. We celebrated our daughter's first birthday this past Saturday with family and friends, a bunch of people from the community and industry that we know. And they came to the park, and we celebrate Vida's birthday. And I took some pictures, and actually you guys could go to, you know, my social media posts. You'll see some of the pictures, and that was taken using the Pixel 9 Pro. Never had a Pixel device ever. I always used a different phone, and not an iPhone, but another Android device. And I really like this camera. This is my first time. A lot of people are hitting me up from that follows me. And also listen to the show. They were like, Danny, very curious to hear your thoughts about Pixel, because we love the fixed Pixel. People were saying that a lot. They love the features, the camera, everything. So far, I'm loving it. The camera is a lot better, I think, personally, than what I had. I know there is a Pixel 9 Fold, but talking to a couple people, the Pixel 9 Pro is a better device because of the camera. There's more lens, bunch of other stuff you could do in here too. But they have similar features, but I think this one gives it the edge compared to the Fold version of Pixel 9. So it was really cool. Can't wait. I'm actually gonna test out a couple other games. Actually, I gotta download Balatro. I know Balatro got nominated Game of the Year. I'm gonna download it. I don't have it on my mobile device yet. Never tried the mobile version, but people talking about it. I think it's time for me to check it out. So, all right, guys. So we're going to go now to the conversation of the Game Awards nominees. I know there's been a lot of controversy about different things, about should this game should be nominated or what. I personally think that this was a fair one. Remember, there's juries, not only from our site, but a bunch of other juries also got involved. And it looks like everybody got similar takes. There's probably a couple that's like, it was like, oh, okay, there was more votes on other categories, you know, for that game. But overall, I think it was pretty good selection of games that got picked, man. And I know people are going to have different opinions about stuff, but that's how it is every single year. But at the end of the day, I think this is a day to celebrate all the hard work from all people from the industry overall. And I can't wait to attend the Game Awards this year with Ree, with Paris. You know, I wish Pete was here in town. We could go together. But I think this is going to be a good year, a great, great year. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts about this, man. So check out our conversation about the Game Awards, and we'll be right back. And enjoy the show. All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio. This is Danny Pena, and also joining me on this special episode, we have Rihanna Manuel Pena.
Hello out there. Thanks for having me, Danny.
Yeah, how was your weekend? We were busy this whole weekend.
It was very, very busy, very full. We had, of course, the birthday party for our one-year-old Violet.
Yeah.
And lots of friends and family came out. People came from out of town just to celebrate our little one with us, and we couldn't be more grateful. And we also got some adult time, you know, since we had a few babysitters around. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good overall getting that support from family and friends, you know.
So. Yeah, got to have a few drinks and a little meal with some friends a couple times. So that was pretty cool. You also saw a very interesting sporting event this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Actually, shout out to AT&T and also Google for inviting Paris and I. We went to the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul boxing match in Dallas, Texas. That was a lot of fun. We did that in less than 24 hours. We flew in over there, came back. Had to go to baby's party here in Los Angeles. It was crazy, crazy. But Google gave us each a phone, the Pixel 9 Pro. It's the newest phone from the
Pretty
Pixels family.
Takes good pictures.
Really good pictures. Oh, my God. Really good. And also, I've been testing out the AT&T Turbo, too. Like, that one, been testing it out with a couple apps. I want to try it out more with the Xbox cloud gaming and Nvidia.
This is an Xbox, it turns out.
Everything is an Xbox now.
There you go.
So very quickly, we are going to be talking about the nominees. It was just announced a couple hours ago for this year's Game Awards. And also thanks to Jeff Keighley and the team over there. They also invited us to be part of the jury once again this year. And it was interesting. I was like, man, let's see what other people are going to say. You know what they're gonna vote, but it looks like overall we all seem to have the similar votes, because I have no idea what other people voted for. I wouldn't go that far.
I will say there were no major surprises for me, but we'll talk about them in more detail.
Yeah.
And definitely. I want to give a quick shout out to Brittany Brombacher from the podcast formerly known as What's Good Games. I tried to hold it down for you, babe. your spirit lived on in some of my nominations, but I hope you're pleased with what you see in the results.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a couple of these nominees, and not all of them, because this is a very long list. And there's some that doesn't make sense for us to talk about here, like esports game, best esport athlete.
Yeah, it's not really our beat.
not our thing. So let's go with the best best debut indie game. I think that would be a great way to start things, you know, start the conversation and everything like that, right? So we're going to go here. And this was a very interesting list here. So we have Animal Well, Balatro, Manor Lords, Pacific Drive, and The Plucky Squire. I never played that, but I've seen a lot of people talking about it.
Brittany loves that game. It was really fun.
This is a very interesting one, Ree. What were there any surprises with these nominees here?
I wouldn't say surprises, but there's some that I'm really happy to see here. Of course, a lot of people will talk about Balatro because that game kind of had a really mainstream sweeping moment. My mom is playing Balatro on two platforms at this point, on her Switch and on her phone. So that game has definitely crossed over, and I'm really happy to see it see such success. But one that I was really excited about here was Pacific Drive. This is a game that I actually played at the last PAX East that I will ever attend as part of What's Good Games. And it was a interesting because it was kind of like an RPG driving horror game. And when you describe it as that, it sounds very confusing. You're like, what on earth is this game? But as you start to play it, it makes sense. And, you know, there's a lot of mystery and some really intense, like, you know, moments that really got my pulse racing. And I had a really memorable time playing that game. And another one that I really love seeing is Animal Well. And for folks who aren't as familiar with it, this is the game that Video Game Donkey championed. And they, you know, went completely independent, raised the money, developed this game, released it on their own. Mm-hmm. And to great success. I actually played this at Summer Game Fest at Playdays. And the line was insane for this game, because as soon as somebody like heard about it, they'd be like, oh, I want to go play Animal Well. And the word of mouth was like wildfire. And it's just honestly such a solid game and so deep, and there's way more time and like detail in this game than you would expect seeing, you know, an 8-bit or what have you game. That looks like it looks similar to other games you've seen before, but it is wholly unique and a really interesting experience. And there's so many mysteries and so many layers to this game. And I can't recommend it enough, especially if you like platformers and especially if you like puzzles and mystery games. Mm-hmm. So this is a really solid list. I think the jury did a great job picking these.
Yeah, I think so too. This is really cool. And I'm excited to see Bellatro here, of course. Animal Well, I think it's a pretty good game too. You definitely got to, you guys got to play it. It's mm-hmm. very quiet. That game is like, you will hear music once in the blue, but the majority is very, very quiet. But I love just like the Metroidvania type vibe, a lot of puzzles, you know, things like that. So yeah, it's pretty cool. The other ones I just heard about it a lot, but you know, from you and from Paris too. So yeah, I'm very excited to see who's going to win this, you know, during the awards.
It's a tough category, I will say. There's a lot of really great experiences here. So, congratulations to all the nominees. You're all very well deserved in this spot.
Definitely, definitely. So let's go with another one. Best independent game. Similar, the difference between this one and the other one was like their first time releasing a game, you know, and also getting nominated for the first time in the Game Awards. But this one is Best Independent Game for Outstanding Creative and Technical Achievement in a Game Outside the Traditional Publisher System. Mm-hmm. Before I mention the nominees in this one, you know which one I was very surprised at didn't get any nominations? Power World.
Yeah, I know Power World is going through their legal battles with Nintendo at the moment. However, that wasn't a debut game, but it was definitely indie. And they made quite a splash, right? They had like highest concurrence on on Steam and Xbox for a number of weeks, like neck and neck with Helldivers, I think, at one point. And it was really impressive what they were able to do. And I played it. I had a good time with it. I thought it was fun. So yeah, it's interesting that they didn't get recognition here.
You want to read for the best independent game on this one?
Yeah, so our categories for best independent game, again, not debut, but independent game, Animal Well is here again. So is Bellatro. And then we have Lorelei and the Laser Eyes. And that is from, oh goodness, who is this from? This is from...
this is from Anna...
Oh goodness, I remember
Annapurna, wasn't it Anna...
It's the same studio that did Sayonara Wild Hearts, if you remember that game.
Okay.
Another really amazing... very emotional, musical inspired indie game, puzzle game. And then we have Neva, which I know you feel
love
very
Neva.
Strongly about. We'll hear from you in a second. And then finally, UFO 50, which is a really interesting game because, again, I saw this at Summer Game Fest most recently. And technically, it's 50 titles, but it's actually one title because all 50 of these games are in this fiction made by one fictional developer, and playing through the games, you start to realize the sort of like an overall narrative about this developer's career and their journey. And it's really interesting. It's like, you know, telling a story of an author by reading 50 short stories that they wrote, you know, but in a video game form. All the games are really cool. They all feel really super authentic to retro games throughout the years. Like there's something that feels like a Towerfall. There's another one that feels like a Nidhogg. You know, there's some that feel like even further back in gaming history. And, you know, it's a nice nostalgia play, but it's also a very unique way to tell a story. So there's some Metroid likes in there. There's one, I think there's one that's like a Doom clone. And yeah, it's fun to kind of go back through our collective gaming history, but then learn this new story about this fictional developer that really went on quite the journey throughout their career. So yeah, UFO 50 was a fun inclusion here. And I forgot that this wasn't a debut game, that they've made a game before. So yeah, it's good to see them getting their flowers for sure.
Yeah, again, love to see, I'm happy to see Animal Well and Bolatro there, but Neva is a very important game to me. You know, if for those that have never played it, this is about a journey that you start with you and your companion, and it's a wolf, and start very young, and then throughout the game your wolf is going to get like bigger and older, and this is about friendship, the story. So it's really, really powerful story. And for those who don't know, the studio, they also worked on Grease a couple years back, which
G-R-I-S.
Is also G-R-I-S in Spanish means gray. So the studio is from Spain. So they've done, you know, this is not the first game, but I feel like Neva is a more powerful game in my opinion when it comes to like the messaging and like the gameplay and just the music and the graphics. And some you hear some dialogue, it's very, very small, but it's a lot better in my opinion than Grease. And Grease was like, it debuted strong in my opinion, you know, like, you know, but I think people are going to really enjoy this, and I hope they win, because this is a very cool, very, very cool game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to go to the next one. And Ree, which one you would like for us to talk about next?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to talk about best performance, because there's some nice moments in here to talk about sort of like the larger story of how games get made and how, you know, fans become creators and all of that. And, you know, we really have a lot of emotional investment and these things that we play. And I think it's interesting that not a single title in best performance category is a new debut. Like, these are all known IPs, sequels or remakes, right? Mm-hmm. And that just kind of goes to show how personal these characters really become as players, and, you know, them being storytellers. It's a really important part of this whole art form that we love. So
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so one thing I noticed is all women almost. There's only one person that's a male.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, so it's Bryna White. She's one of the characters from Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Bryana
White. Mm-hmm. Hannah Tell. She's part of Life is Strange Double Exposure, which I know you got to play that, and I know you did a couple of I think an event at PAX with mm-hmm. What's Good Games.
Yeah,
Kimberly Gonzalez, shout out to Kimberly. She's from Star Wars Outlaws, you know, main character of the game. Keves, you know, so also Luke Roberts from Silent Hill 2, and Melina Jorgens from Hellblade 2. What'd you think?
Senua's Saga. So I think it's just really special that these are all characters either from worlds that we've seen before or people replaying roles that they've played. And it's still so resonant that it inspires this type of honor, right? To be on a list of best performances at the Game Awards, which is, you know, such a broadly televised and lauded honor. Because these people are actors, right? Like, they're not just doing a voice. They're really bringing life to these characters. And of course, everyone on this list is incredible in what they do. One that I am so excited to see is Hannah bringing Max from Life is Strange back to life, right? Like, it's just, Max is such an iconic character, both in Life is Strange and just in order, and it just in general in video game lore, right? Like, Max Caulfield's story and Life is Strange has inspired like whole subgenres of games over the years, and now they're finally coming back to this character again. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to see where Max is in this game as compared to the previous Life is Strange, and how things have changed for her. And also to see what has stayed the same, like what core tenets of her character really are immutable. And I think Hannah does a really great job of interpreting all of that, which is a lot of work to take on. And she does it beautifully. And I can't say enough good things about Life is Strange Double Exposure. It's more mystery. It's more heartfelt. It's darker. It's more interesting. It's more of everything you love about Life is Strange. So if you haven't played it yet and you have any affinity for Life is Strange whatsoever, get this game downloaded. Get ready to play it, and you know, get ready for the feels because you know they're coming.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't give enough compliments to that performance. So I'm really happy to see it here on this list.
Yeah, shout out to Luke Roberts. I think he did also an amazing job with the Silent Hill 2 game. He did pretty, pretty good. But I, you know, I'm always going to go with Herbalee. I think she did an amazing job with Star Wars Outlaws. I know the game overall got like mixed reviews, but I think her as the character, she did a phenomenal job with, you know, the character being part of the Star Wars universe and everything. And yeah, she's the great man. Very, really cool. Most captioned also. I know all of these characters, most of them, they've done most of capture for all these games. So yeah, but I'm very curious to see if Hellblade 2, if Melina is going to win again, because he won a couple years back for the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
and
we'll
yeah,
see.
And the style of capture for Senua's Saga is just so unique, right? Like they really bring that entire performance, like every micro movement of her face is in this game.
Yeah,
and so you really have almost an unfiltered view of the actress and what she's brought to this character. So it's really interesting, and it very obviously resonates with people every time you see her. Again, another returning actor playing a character again.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with, should we go to another one, Ree? What category? Best game direction? You want to go try that?
Sure. Let's see. We have best game direction.
Awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design.
So yeah, how do you know which ledges you can climb and what things you can press? this is the heart of game direction. I say that flippantly. That's of course not. That's oversimplifying it. But yeah, we have Astrobot, Balatro, another one we saw earlier today, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring: Shadow of the Erdtree. That is a expansion to the original Elden Ring. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and Metaphor: Refantasio. So I think it's interesting, and we can talk about this a little bit more in another category, to see Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree here.
Yeah, a lot of controversy about that, right?
And we can talk about the controversy of the other category it's in a second. But as far as game direction specifically, and Elden Ring in general, those games are... One of the tenets of the games is that they do not give you a lot of direction, right? They do not hold your hand. They do not tell you where you can and can't go very straightforwardly, right? You have to do a lot of trial and error, a lot of experimentation to figure out what you're supposed to do, what the story is, who you are. You know, a lot of it is very player-led and player-centered. So I think it's really interesting to see that so many people felt that that is what they want to see in game direction. I know this game, when it originally came out, Elden Ring was very well received and praised, rightfully so. But for a player like me, is the opposite of what I want in a game. So I love that it gets recognition for doing something very bold and something that works for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But I will warn you, you know, if you're going to play all the games on a game award list, make sure you do your research, because you may be frustrated if you think this is as simple and straightforward as, let's say, Astrobot, which is another fantastic game with very beautiful game direction, but a very different approach to game direction. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. And I think that's a cool thing about this category. It gives you a lot of different types of play experiences.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the thing, too. There's a lot of people that usually don't play these type of games, like Elden Ring. But that game got a lot of new, even a casual audience. People that even don't play games at all to buy this game, you know, but when it came out. And I think people were very, very excited to see the expansion. The new expansion for this game. I think it took a couple of years for this to get released. So I'm glad to see this game in this category. I think it's perfect category for this one. Also, Bellatro. I never played Bellatro, Ree, but you think this is a good game to be in best game direction because it's something different and new. And like you said earlier, your mom is playing it. You know, that's getting a lot of folks that are into this type of game and playing not only on other devices, but also on mobile too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bellatro is one of the biggest surprises of the year for me in general. It is a poker roguelike, which, again, when you describe these games at face value, it doesn't feel like it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But when you play it, it just clicks. And I think that's the beauty of Bellatro and how successful they are with the direction of the game, because as you play, I would say, a handful of different challenges, I made a joke, poker hand, handful. As you play through a handful of the first challenges, you feel almost like you're seeing the code in the matrix. You're like, oh, I get it. Something in your head kind of clicks into place and you realize like what this game is doing and how successful it is at it and how much fun it is to play. And there are surprises and new discoveries and winks and nods at the player. So many references, and they've done some really interesting collaboration tie-ins since the release, like with Dave the Diver. And, mm-hmm. you know, like there's a lot of really cool experiences that you wouldn't expect to get from a card game or a roguelike, and it all just works in Bellatro. And I think that's a testament to being really, really strong in the game direction. It really explains itself well, and you understand what you're supposed to be doing and why it's fun mm-hmm. almost immediately. And not every game can do that. So yeah. they really have a hit on their hands.
Look, everybody loves Astrobot. I think that's like the closest thing that I've seen that's similar to like a Nintendo game, kind of like the Nintendo vibes, you know, especially for a PlayStation game. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And best game direction, I mean, look, come on. There's so many new gameplay that I've never seen before in a platformer that they added in this game that was really, really cool. And also Black Myth Wukong. I really, really love this game.
Man. Yeah, graphically, play that a lot.
Graphically, it's really cool. It's not like Elden Ring, because Elden Ring is more like open world. This one is semi-open world, you could say, but I love the graphics, the presentation, the actors. They did a phenomenal job with this one too, and it's fun. The game is really, really fun. Difficult, very, very much, but I think a lot of people was missing where they were itching to play a game like Elden Ring, kind of like that, like a little, you know, difficult. And they, a lot of them got to support this game when it came out. So, yeah. And of course, Final Fantasy, great game. Metaphor, amazing game. But let's see who's going to win.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, before we continue with the show, great conversation about the Game Awards nominees. Let's talk about our sponsor, Total Beach, with their new product, Gen 3 South 700 headset. All right, Turtle Beach Gen 3 South 700 headset is the cheat code for giving the best gift of the year. They get to stop sounding like they're talking on the water, and you get to be the holiday MVP. Crystal clear sound, maximum comfort, and the ability to hear every detail in the game is much better gift than socks and a mug. And the more important part, with a long-lasting battery of 80 hours, you can be sure to not run out of battery anytime soon. And this is the part where I'm really going to talk about my experience, because I've been playing this now both on my PC console, and also tried out on my new Pixel 9 Pro. I've been also testing it out there playing Call of Duty. And let me tell you, the quality of the sound, it sounds great. Especially when you play Black Ops 6, you get to hear, you know, footsteps of your enemies and all the sound effects from the game. Really, really enjoying. Plus, I highly recommend to use this headphone when you play Hellblade 2. It sounds amazing. But look, whether you're treating yourself or looking for the perfect gift for this holiday, now's the time to snag the headset that everybody's talking about. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% of their entire order when you use promo code GTR at TotalBeach.com TotalBeach.com. That's 10% off your order at TotalBeach.com. So let's talk about a little bit more about the headset. We all have one friend whose headset seems like is die right now. When you're down to the last two teams, Total Beach Self 700 has an insane 80-hour battery life with quick charge, so you don't have to rely on thinking about like charging every single time. It will last a very, very long time. Plus, Self 700 has the industry first ever cross-play dual wireless transmitter system. That means you can seamlessly switch between your consoles or PC with just a click of a button. And it gets even better. While being connected to your console, the 700 can connect with your phone for music streaming or even taking calls. Imagine playing Black Ops 6 or any other game, multiplayer game. People call you in the middle of call. You could pick it up and you could use it at the same time. Listen to your favorite songs while gaming. All done with the 700. Self 700. So get the ultimate immerse gaming experience with Total Beach today. For limited time only, head to TotalBeach.com and use promo code GTR for 10% off your entire order. That's 10% off your order at TotalBeach.com with promo code GTR.
This is Gamer Tag Radio.
We're going to read our last one because we really have to go like in a few minutes. But And I think this is the most important one and the most controversial one. I think this is the one that it happens every single year.
Every single year. There's something else.
So, game of the year. Mm-hmm. Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elder Ring, Shadow of the, Erdtree, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor, Refinstancio. Saying it like in Spanish, Refinstancio.
Can you read that list for me one more time? Just say it out loud one more time.
Okay, Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elder Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and Metaphor.
Refantasio. I'm going to give you a fun little fact. That is the exact same list as Best Game Direction.
Best Game Direction. I mean, come on, yo. Those are the two most biggest category that everybody's going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. But this was my prediction. I think one game is going to win Game Direction, but a totally different game is going to win Game of the Year.
So it's interesting you say that because, full disclosure, we are part of the jury, as we said, at Gamertag Radio. Mm-hmm. And I have been for several years as part of What's Good Games prior to this year. And it's something you see pretty commonly. Like, people want to give flowers to everybody who worked hard and did great things over the year. Mm-hmm. And that means you don't want to give all the awards to the same one or two games, right? You want to spread the love. It's a very natural inclination to do because we're humans and we love art. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to figure out what the consensus is or what even we feel deserves which thing, right? Yeah. Because there's a game like Astrobot that really nailed everything that it tried to do. There's a game like Balatro who nobody expected to be on these lists. And there's other games like Metaphor Refantasio, which it's part of a long storied, studio and game design ethos and DNA that people love anytime they see it. Final Fantasy is a series that has existed forever, and Rebirth is a remake. So it's like, it's so hard to figure out where you give flowers. And I think it'll be interesting to see what shakes out this year, because all of these games deserve to be on both of these lists and all of the other lists that they're on, because I don't think a single one of these games is only on these two lists either. So it's going to be interesting to see how we spread the love, you know?
Yeah. Now, that would be amazing if Balatro wins, because that would be like...
That would be such a fun story.
That would be a really fun story.
I want to really quickly just address the elephant in the room about Shadow of the Erdtree, because it's a DLC.
There's an expansion.
And there's the question of, well, it costs money, right? No, is it free?
Yeah, you have to buy it. It costs like I think $30 or something, sure. $30.
It's a paid game expansion. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, Elden Ring, very well received. Shadow of the Erdtree, incredibly well received. And also a great amount of content From what I understand, it's anywhere between 30 and 50 hours of game. So it's not a small amount of work or entertainment that we're talking about here. But there are certain camps of people who don't agree that expansions belong on a game of the year list. To that, I personally will say, how do we even define a game anymore?
It's been changing throughout the years.
It changes. Mm-hmm. Words change, definitions change, like art changes. And whether you want to agree with me or not, video games are art. And mm-hmm. if you're going to consider something that accomplished everything that you would want in this list, so let's say recognizing a game that delivers the absolute best experience across all creative and technical fields, Shadow of the Erdtree did it. And yeah. who's to say they don't deserve flowers for that? So I congratulate them, FromSoft. Well done on this nomination. Well done on all of them. I don't know if I'm going to choose it, but it doesn't matter. It deserves to be recognized. And if people feel that this is a game of the year for them, they should be able to give it that title.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree with you. I think in this category, this is going to be a very, very tough one because Metaphor did a huge buzz this year. Mm-hmm. Astrobot. Huge buzz.
One of my favorite things I've played ever. Like, honestly, yeah. Astrobot's so fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I think all these games deserve to be here in different ways.
100%. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't even know what I'm picking. So, like,
yeah, I mean, personally, personally, for me, the top three games that I would love to see to win up there is Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, a Metaphor. Balatro is more like, hey, go power the small guys, you know, compared to everybody, because it's like a very small studio.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to win this one. Yeah.
There is one snub, and I'm not going to make a big stink about it, but I do want to give them their flowers, and I'll try to give them their flowers as much as I can, especially mm-hmm. now that they're not on any of these lists except for one, mm-hmm. and that's Dragon Age the Veilguard. Now, I know Dragon Age is a RPG series and they lean a bit more into the fantasy side, and that's not everybody's bag. It mm-hmm. definitely wasn't my bag for a very long time until I started opening up my play experiences a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love this game. It's a personal favorite of mine for the year. I know a lot of my friends are loving it. We're talking about it all the time. One of my best friends platinum the game. We're talking about going back again. I have a friend who ran out of rooks because they kept making new characters. So this game is definitely in our DNA at this point. Like, we mm-hmm. love Dragon Age, the Veilguard. And I'm disappointed that it didn't get more flowers. I will say that's fine. This is what the jury picked, and we'll keep it moving. But I do want to call them out that they should not feel at all as if they have fallen short. The timing did not give them a lot of time for people to play the whole game before they started voting on this nomination list. Mm-hmm. And I do suspect that it might see a little bit more action if the nominations were a bit later, or if the game came out a bit earlier. But I just want to say, Dragon Age of Veilguard, we love you. Thank you so much to EA and BioWare. Please keep going. Please don't take this as a knock. You did a great job.
Definitely. And then one more thing. Astrobot and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth are the games with the leading seven nominees each. That's tied. A lot. Tied. I thought it was going to be Metaphor. It was going to get a lot. But yeah, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I know you mentioned Dragon Age, but Final Fantasy came out really early in the year, so there was like time to play those type
and
of games.
It's hard
really
with these
long.
Big long games. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But congrats to all the nominees, which we could talk about more, but we have to wrap it up over here.
We'll talk about it more over the next few weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, this week we're gonna have more content. Have a surprise content coming up. Can't wait to talk about it for you guys. All right. Ooh. So we're gonna wrap it up here, Gamer Tag Radio listeners. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we're out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.